So, it's at work, in the office, minding my own business, as you do. Then there's a call on the radio.
But there's some guy by the pier, apparently he's fucking about near the water.
I was like, okay, cool, go over. See him, I'm like, that's him on the other end of the water, on the other end, and I'm like, I went in natural, like, normal way, man. What the fuck are you doing? Like, get your ass back over here, innit?
Mm.
And he was like, nah, bro, I'm trying to go back to Africa. So I was like, what's going on? He's like, bro, like, I need to go back to Africa, innit? He's like, and, like, no one's helping me, so I'm jumping. He's like, real talk, I'm gonna jump. And I'm like, why? I'm like, Africa's not down there, bro. You ain't gonna make it to Africa down there. He's like, yeah, but no one's helping me. He's like, no one's listening to me, no one's helping me. Like, rare. So I was sitting there and I was like, all right, well then talk to me, innit? Like, I'll listen to you. I'm like, I've got time, innit? So let's do this, let's chat. And obviously he doesn't know me. There was an ex-white brother that was chatting to him before I got there, like him and his wife.
Mm.
But I think they're talking to him and he's just getting agitated. He's just like, yeah, but you don't get it. Like, you don't get it, innit? Like, you're not getting it. And they're like, well, talk to us. And the other guy's like, listen, like, I've got friends who live in Malawi and stuff. I know Africa's a nice place. He's like, I don't want to talk to you.
Mm.
I want to talk to you.
Mm.
And I'm like, cool.
As a black
like,
man.
I'm like, chatting. Feds come. And I was just saying to them, like, when the feds come, they all just, that stood around me. And I was like, you lot all need to kick.
Mm.
And like every single, like I'm like, he's getting pissed off because you lot are here.
Yeah.
So just leave, innit?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So then they kick, and I think one of them stayed with me. He was like, look, this is what I do. And I'm like, cool, but I'll talk to him, innit?
Mm.
Chatting to him. Then after about 15, 20 minutes, I got him to come over onto this side. And I just kept on saying to him, I'm like, listen, like, I can talk to you, but I'm scared of heights and water, innit? Like, I'm like, I can't do the heights and water for, like, it's making me bare nervous.
Mm.
So I'm like, so let's go and talk over here. He was like, do you know what? I'll come and chat to you, innit? But these are, I have to back up. So then I got him over here and I was like,
oh my God.
Like, that's mad. Got him over to the bench and was sitting down. Then the feds come, I'm sitting down on the bench and they walk over and they're like, yeah, so basically you've tried to commit suicide, you're coming with us. And he was like, I'm not going nowhere with you. Like, rare. And he started, and I was, and then I started switching on the feds. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
I'm like, if you want him to go with you, I can make that happen. But I'm like, you're not coming over here. I'm like, look. I'm like, what, you just want to bad him up and put him in handcuffs? I'm like, you're not doing that in front of me, innit?
Mm.
Then the officer's like, oh, like, well, it would be better if you don't undermine us. And I'm like, listen, I don't care about you.
Because you've done their job.
I was like, I don't care about you. Wow. I was like, you lot ain't badding them up in front of me, innit? I was like, I can get him to go with you, but I need to talk to him. I was like, all right, cool, we'll give you your time. Bro, I talked him through so much shit, like, bare things. He was like, I'm not going to hospital. I'm like, you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have to go to hospital. I was like, furthermore, I was like, what should be happening to you right now is you should be in handcuffs.
Mm.
I was like, anybody, and I'm like, listen, I understand what you're saying, but I'm like, your actions have made everyone around you nervous, innit?
Mm.
I'm like, because you've just tried to kill yourself. So now they're meant to arrest you because you fucked around, man, like you've been fucking around, didn't it? He's like, yeah, I was like, but I'm like, I'll make sure they don't put no cuffs on you as long as you go to a hospital. I'm like, because while you're not in your right frame of mind and you don't feel like you're in your right frame of mind. And I'm like, you want to go back to Africa, that's cool. But I'm like, you can't make a plan while you're not in a right frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the hospital, speak to the doctors who know how to help you, get you in the right frame of mind, we can make a plan.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, but I'm not trying to get locked up like one crazy person. And I'm like, bruv, you need to speak to somebody first.
Mm.
Talk to the people. That's all I want you to do. Then he's like, all right, but we've got to transport you, so we need to search you. He's like, you lot are not touching me.
Mm.
I was like, can I search you? He's like, you can search me, they can't touch me. Cool, searched him. Get him over to the van. He's like, so why am I going in the back of a police car? You said I'm going to a hospital. Where's the ambulance? They're like, the ambulance got cancelled. He's like, well, I'm not getting the back of a fucking police van. I'm like, I'm not a criminal.
Mm.
I'm like,
He's got a point.
Yeah, he has got a point.
Mm. But I said to him, listen, I was like, the ambulance right now got called away because someone was injured. I'm like, you're not injured, bruv. Mm. So I'm like, so he got called to an emergency. Mm. I'm like, you can get in the back of this. And I'm like, you're not going to have no handcuffs. They're just transporting you. Like, let's just jump in the thing.
Mm.
And then I was like, hey, what you can do? You can come back and find me when you're done, bruv.
Mm.
And I was like, you want to sit down and have a chat? I know your mind will be right by then. We can sit down and have a chat, but I need you to get into the van. And I don't want them putting their hands on you.
Mm.
So you need to behave yourself. Can you make that promise to me? He's like, yeah, I promise I'll behave myself.
Mm.
And on top of that, he drank fucking bleach before I got to him.
He what?
In the beginning of everything, he was drinking bleach.
What?
So all of this, I was like, you need to hurry up and get to the fucking hospital. As soon as they shut that door behind him, I was like, you know, you drank bleach. You don't need to hurry the fuck up. I was like, okay, cool. Doom, gone. But they phoned me after and it was like, yeah, he got there without incident. He was cool. He's in Homerton. Probably sectioned now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he would be.
He's gonna be there at the time.
When did he drink the bleach? When you were
Before I got there, I didn't see him drinking the bleach, but I looked out on the camera and he was like, he was putting it in his mouth, holding it.
Oh.
Some was coming out, but he's had bleach in his mouth.
In his mouth, either way, yeah.
I was like, nah, you need to go and get that sorted.
That's crazy.
And he just kept on saying, like nobody listens to me. He's like, I just want to go home. He's
How
like,
old did he look?
He was younger than me by about maybe, I'd say he's like between 28 and 33.
Mm.
And he had he had money on him. He was dressed properly.
Mm.
Mm.
Like, he had clothes on that, like, when I was looking at him, I was like, that's the kind of shit Wayne would wear. Like, you know, like, he just had a funny turn, man.
Mm. And, like, an elevated number of black people, especially when they're sectioned for mental health, end up dying in police custody as well.
Mm.
So, you did the right thing as a black man.
Free my nigga.
No, I'm like,
yeah.